Welcome to the Drivers Press Conference ahead of the 2019 Mexican Grand Prix. Joining us this morning from left to right, we have Antonio Giovinazzi, Sebastian Vettel, Sergio Perez, Lewis Hamilton and Alex Albon. Welcome, gentlemen. Sergio, if we could start with you, please. Home race coming up. Just tell us, how's the build-up been? I think you've been busy running marathons, taxi service, all sorts of things.
Little one, 8K. It's been a busy one. Basically, I've been doing everything, every single stuff out there. And it's a pretty special weekend for me. It's the best Grand Prix in the calendar, but very special for me. And I just look forward to, if there's a weekend that I want to be perfect and do very well, it's this weekend.
Well, if you do very well, you're seeking your 100th points finish of your career this weekend. What would it mean to you to do it here in front of your home crowd?
It would be very, very special. Obviously, more than that, I look forward to give them a great race. I think last year we were doing a very good race and then we ran out of brakes. So I think in the past we've been a bit unlucky. A couple of races, one in 2015 with the safety car that came at the wrong moment. I hope this weekend we are in a good run, so hopefully we can carry on and do a good one this weekend.
Good luck, Checo. Thank you very much. Yeah. Alex, if we could come on to you now, please. Suzuka 2 weeks ago was a tremendous weekend for you, culminating in fourth place, the best result of your Formula One career to date. Did you change anything going into the Japanese Grand Prix, or was it more a reflection of the general progress you've been making?
I'd say it was, maybe more of a reflection. I don't think anything special went on before Japan, just getting more comfortable every time. And then Japan just was a really good track. I loved it, so I think maybe just enjoyed it, suited it a bit better. It was a good weekend.
You say getting more comfortable every time. How different is the Red Bull to drive compared to the Toro Rosso that you did the first half of the season in?
I'd say they have their differences, obviously, but it's like every car. I think you've got to learn its little tricks and everything like that. And just spending that time with Toro Rosso, you kind of develop a bit of a driving style towards it. And when you change team, you just got to kind of almost start blank again and work again. So it has been a bit, it does take time, but I think it's very normal for every time you change a new car or anything like that. So, yeah.
And your teammates won this Grand Prix for the last couple of years. How confident are you coming into the weekend that you can get your first podium?
We'll see. I think maybe we're not as favourites as we were on the previous years. I think, we do have our success here, but Ferraris are looking very strong as always, so we'll see. And then on my side, just focus on myself. I think a podium would be nice, obviously, but not too focused on that at the minute. We'll see.
Thank you, Alex. Good luck this weekend. Antonio, if we could come to you now, please. You're enjoying a good run at the moment. You've out-qualified Kimi Raikkonen for the last three races. And a question that's quite similar to the one I asked Alex, really, is have you changed anything in your approach to qualifying in particular?
No, I don't think so. I think already in the first part of the season, I was really close to Kimi, always really there. Second part, I think just confidence was coming better and better. I don't think something we need to looking about. I was in front of Kimi for three times. I'm just really happy that my confidence is coming better and better. The speed is better. I think we're struggling a little bit on the race pace now. I hope we can find the right way in this weekend and come back on points because we missed from two races already. So, we need to get back there.
Well, how confident are you of finding the right way? Because both Alphas were in Q3 last year and race well. Do you think you're going to have a better weekend than you have for the last couple?
I hope so. We had an intensive week last weekend. We tried to find something in the car because I think, the car is fast because in qualifying we are there almost really close to Q3 and then in the race we are struggling quite a lot. So I think we need to find just the last detail and then try to be back on the points soon.
Antonio, you're doing a great job at the minute. What have the team told you about next year?
Nothing yet. I think I need to just focus on my job, try to continue like that, and then we'll see for the next year.
Are you confident?
Yes, I need to be confident. You know, I think the second part of the season is quite strong from my side. I need to just keep pushing like that, and then we'll see.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. Sebastian, if we could come on to you now, please. Tremendous pole position by you in Japan 2 weeks ago. How much did you enjoy that moment? And how much did you need that moment just for your own peace of mind?
Not so much. Obviously, we had both quali and race on Sunday, so there was not so much time to enjoy. I think there was nothing wrong before, obviously, qualifying. Maybe some events before that didn't really go my way, but I enjoy Suzuka more than, you know, that particular qualifying session. So obviously it was a good day, near perfect day. The race should have been a little bit better maybe, but yeah.
Well, look, what about this weekend? Are Ferrari favourites coming into this Mexican Grand Prix weekend?
I don't know. I think so. Obviously people look at the track and they look at the straight line, but I think we've obviously been strong on the straight lines in recent races, but there's also quite a couple of corners. Plus here you know, it's not one of the track where efficiency matters so much. And I think we do have quite an efficient car. So maybe we can't use that to our advantage. So we'll see how we manage around the cornery sections where, you know, some of these type of corners have been our weakness. So we'll see.
Okay, good luck with that. Lewis, coming on to you now. Thanks for waiting. We've talked about Checo's busy build-up to this Grand Prix weekend, and I see that you've been in the boxing ring with Julio Chavez. Just tell us about that. How was it?
Yeah, I was with Puma yesterday, an event. We had a great turnout, and it's crazy because I started boxing when I was 8. When I, you know, obviously I was much younger, and I wouldn't say I was particularly ever great at it, but it was really quite an honor to be in the ring with such a legend.
Did he teach you anything?
Yeah. He gave me a few pointers, but he was quite happy with. He said I had a heavy hand, so I don't know. I think he's
ready for the fight.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the fight this weekend then. Qualifying, first of all, it's been 6 races since you last had a pole position. How confident are you of breaking that run this weekend?
Oh, I don't think a lot has changed. We're going to go into the weekend knowing that Ferrari are massively quick, usually on the straights, and obviously straights are a powerful element of this circuit, so I don't know when we'll be getting another pole, unless it rains, which can change everything. But as you've seen in previous races, it's not necessarily all about qualifying nowadays. It's about making sure you've got the car also ready for the race, so we'll still give it everything. This is a race that bodes well for the Red Bulls and Ferraris in the past. So we've made a lot of improvements in our understanding of the car and how we use it. So maybe this weekend, maybe we'll have a better chance than we have in the past.
Now, looking ahead to Sunday's race, you will clinch the world championship if you beat Valtteri Bottas by 14 points. What would it mean to you to win it here in Mexico for the 3rd consecutive season?
Well, I mean, I don't remember if in the season I've finished 14 points ahead of Valtteri at any point. So, and if it has, it may have been one race, maybe. So I anticipate it'll be a difficult weekend. Valtteri's been strong all year and obviously won the last race. So I expect him to be strong this weekend too. Deliver over these next 4 races.
Good. Let's open this to the floor now, and as ever, please remember to give your name and publication. First question, please.
Scott Mitchell from Autosport. For Lewis, please. You've had you've never been afraid to use your profile on social media to raise issues that you have outside of F1, what you think about the world, etc. So you made people take notice in between Japan and here of your comments about sort of the state of the planet and what people can do. That's obviously, I think that led to a few people sort of questioning whether it's valid to raise concerns about the planet if you're part of the F1 circus with all the travelling and stuff. I think even Fernando Alonso was quoted as saying that it's not something you can comment on really because it's not fair. Just wondered how you really balance sort of using your personal profile to raise stuff like that with the role that you have in F1. And then a second part, Jean-Éric Vergne, Formula E champion, said Formula E would be a natural move to you given your eco-friendly status and what the championship's trying to do. Are you interested in doing Formula E after Formula 1?
I have no interest whatsoever to do Formula E. So that won't be something I plan. It's not something I plan currently to do beyond. And then, lots of people have had opinions about how I utilize my social media, but ultimately it's my platform and we all have a voice, everyone here and around the world, and it's how you choose to and how you want to use it. I personally, it's not the easiest because, yes, we are traveling around the world, we are racing Formula One cars. Our carbon footprint for sure is higher than the average homeowner who lives in the same city, but that doesn't mean that you should be afraid to speak out about things that can be for a positive change. And I'm always looking at things and how I can improve the effect that I'm having on the world. And it's something I guess just over time I've become more and more aware of. And I'm trying, and it takes a while. It's not a quick fix thing. It takes time to understand the implications. And I think it's just about education, and I'm just trying to highlight areas. Whether people choose to look into those, that's up to them, but I'd feel like I wasn't doing anything positive if I didn't mention it.
Thank you. Next one.
Dieter Enk and Racing Lines and racefans.net. I had a very similar question to Lewis, so obviously it's been answered. So to the other drivers there, how do you feel about the environmental factors that Lewis has raised on social media? Are you also sort of active about the environment?
Sebastian, can we start with you?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm not following Lewis. I'm not active on social media, but I think... the point is very clear. I think you would be ignorant if you wouldn't look at it. And obviously, as Lewis mentioned, it's very difficult in a way for us to get acceptance from outside because we don't have the smallest footprint because the races happen around the world. We do have to travel. So it's part of our jobs. But I think in general, Formula One, I feel, should do more. It's a worldwide operating platform. I think we should send a much stronger message regarding this subject. And I think personally, this is free to everyone, but I think everybody can do something, contribute a little bit. And if the whole world would act like that, then it would make a huge difference. So I think it's inevitable that change is coming, and hopefully rather sooner than later.
Thank you. Antonio?
Yeah, I completely agree with Seb, what he said, so nothing to add.
Checo?
Yeah, I think it's very important that we raise our voices. A lot of people hear us, especially for someone like Lewis. It's very important. I see the messages that he sends often on his social media are good. A lot of people follow him. So if we can impact the world, if we can help a bit, I think it's we are obliged to do so. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
Alex?
Yeah, maybe not too much to add. I think what Lewis said was really good. I just think just because we're in Formula One doesn't mean that we can't care about the environment.
Okay, thank you. Next one, please.
Phil Duncan, PA. Lewis, just on those Instagram posts, in one of them you said you feel like giving up on everything and shutting down completely. So I was just wondering what provoked you to say that and how your sort of frame of mind is going into this weekend.
I'm only human, so like everyone, you have up and down days, and I think that's really what I've been trying to convey, really, because I think it's very difficult for people who are watching on social media to be able to relate to certain individuals who live in the celebrity world. You think a lot of people don't realize that they're also humans, and they also have feelings and have the ups and downs, and some people do care, some people care less or whatever. I don't know, it was not the best feeling of the moment, but I've You know, I've got great people around me. I've had a lot of support from fans. I've had a lot of support from around my family. There's a lot going on in my life at the moment, and I don't know. I think I was just anyways, coming into this weekend, I feel very positive. Back to doing what I love doing, and I think it's just always just trying to stay positive, which is not always easy. But I think I've done really well in the past to stay positive for a majority of the time. But I think there's a lot that goes on in our lives, and I think it's important to also be able to be open and not hold things in. So I'm always very open, very transparent with my feelings, whether people like it or not. But I'm super focused still on these four races and what I can do to get the job done, as a team have done such a great job. And I continue. I've got lots and lots of plans, positive plans for the future, for positive change.
Thank you. Next one.
Christian Nimmerfall from motorsporttotal.com. Following up on the environmental issue, are you guys political? And the question is to all drivers, and I'm not asking if you have sentiments for any political party or anything, but do you support a party, not telling us who it is probably? Do you care? Do you follow the news? Would you say you are political persons?
Who would like to start with that? Alex, start with you.
No, not so much. Is that okay?
Not so much. Lewis?
I don't think I'm particularly political, but I mean, I watch the news as much as I can. Find it very interesting to watch what is happening around the world. And it's, I think it's a scary time, I think, for all of us. You know, you've got there's so much talk in all the different governments around the world, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of solutions, or they don't seem to be coming up with a lot of solutions. So it definitely is a bit worrying. But there's not a lot that we can do individually, except for just try to be better within our own bubble. And if you have a platform, try to project some positivity. But I'm not supportive of any particular party.
Checo.
Nothing more to add to what Louis said.
I think it's not so much about supporting or knowing which party one supports. I think it's when you talk about the environment, supporting the planet. So I think politics in a way have failed in the past, and at the moment, you know, we see in different areas that it's critical, and hopefully they will manage to get their act together and succeed in trying to find solutions that will help our planet and will help other problems that we have amongst, you know, ourselves as in human beings, to try and improve the situation. So in that regard, I'm a supporter of the planet, and again, as I said earlier, I think change is coming. So I think it's up to us to embrace it rather than ignore it before probably it's too late.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Nothing too much to add. To
what okay. Say, yeah. Next one, please.
Rebecca Clancy, The Times. Lewis, sorry to come back to the Instagram post. It's already been mentioned about the criticism that you received on the back of some of it. I just wondered how you deal with that, because obviously you're trying to put out a positive message and people then come back with their own views on that. Does it ever get to you, and how do you get over it?
I don't normally spend a lot of time reading comments, but of course I'm aware of that people are going to have their own opinions, and that people are going to be, some people are going to be with it, some people will be against it, and that's just the name of the game. So I generally try not to let that kind of thing get to me, and I think it's important, I think, for all of us in life to feel good and feel like you're doing something positive, regardless of those who try to knock it down, the stuff that you do that is positive, and just keep on just staying true to your values, and that's what I've been trying to do. And as I said, I've got great people around me who are constantly lifting me up. So there's no, I'm fortunately not alone. I've got a lot of great people around me who, within my team, within my my closest friends and family, not all my family's vegan, but it doesn't matter. You know, they are also trying to make positive change in the decisions they make in their lives. And I think that's great.
Thank you. Next question.
Fernando Alonso for Motorlab.com. Sebastian, right now we talk about the strains that have Ferrari with the motor upgrades. But you already said that you have to focus on the slow corners. How do you as a team are thinking in balance all the performance in the track, or what is the way that you will approach this weekend?
Well, obviously for this weekend here is quite straightforward. Normally you worry about or think about the downforce choice you make, so trying to find the right balance, whereas here obviously you put the maximum downforce on the car that you can because of the difference in altitude and the air being thinner. So as I said previously, the efficiency around this track is not so important. And to focus on the low speed corners, particularly around here, other than trying to put every single bit of downforce on the car that you have, is trying to find the right setup, finding the right balance in terms of obviously extracting grip, but on the other hand, finding the right handling, the confidence in the car, looking after the tires, getting the tires in the window, and all these small things. They do make a big difference for one lap in quali, but also then how you treat the tires, especially throughout the race.
Thank you, Seb. Next question, please.
Giles Richards, The Guardian. It's a question for Lewis. Lewis, you are very close to taking your sixth title, largely because you've had such a strong season. If you just consider how you got to this position, are you able to identify what have been the most difficult challenges you've had to overcome to be in such a strong position now?
I think every season you're looking at it. Obviously we got to the beginning of the year and people thought we were talking ourselves down and not showing our true performance. In actual fact, it was a reality. Ferrari had a good car at the beginning. Perhaps it just wasn't working that great earlier on in the season. But I think our focus was just trying to... The biggest challenge is always trying to understand these tyres. I think everyone has been on that case each year. And there's quite a different dynamic to them this season. So if you look at qualifying, for example, I think that's an area that's been probably my weakest. Even though I feel like I've been doing good laps, but they've not been as good as others. I think the races have obviously been stronger and continued, I guess, on from last year, but been very, very strong this season. But then I guess it's just the balance of everything you're doing outside of the sport, the obstacles you come across in the build-up to the races, and just remaining consistent. Punching out these performances that each weekend in, weekend out for us guys is... It's such a hard task, and I think people underestimate, undervalue how hard that is. And perhaps other athletes would understand because they go to competition after competition, but it's really hard because people turn on the TV and see a few hours of our weekend, but there's a massive amount of work that goes on, obviously, in the background, which you guys all know, obviously. And I think it's really just trying to continue to keep the team motivated, steering them in the right direction. Because you can easily go in the wrong direction quite often with these cars nowadays. And, I think that's probably it.
Thank you. Next one.
Ben Hunt from The Sun. Sorry, just to go back to the environmental stuff, Lewis. You mentioned that your post came as a result of having a down, a period. You mentioned highs and lows. What was there a particular moment that you can share with us which was the trigger for putting that statement out? And just another one as a follow-up, which was, what sort of changes have you made to your day-to-day life to help the environment? I know, there's the diet, but diet aside, is there anything else which you're doing which you can tell us?
Yeah, I think it's... Honestly, I was watching a documentary and it's just sad to see the things that we are kind of not aware of. And again, it just inspired me to want to do more and reach out to those who perhaps don't know some of the things that are happening. In terms of the changing of the things that I'm doing in my life, I'm trying to make sure that by the end of the year I'm carbon neutral at the end of the year. I don't allow anyone in my office, but also within my household to buy any plastics. Everything, I want everything recyclable, down to deodorant, down to toothbrush, all these kind of things. So I'm trying to make as much change as I can in my personal space. I told you I sold my plane over a year ago. I fly a lot less now. I'm trying to fly less through the year and mostly flying commercial. So that's been a big change in my habits. I've avoided trips as well if I didn't need to do it. I've just been in the UK, for example, with family and gone up to Bedfordshire and gone and stayed at Soho House, for example, with the family instead of gone on holiday. What else? Obviously, I've changed my diet, which is quite a drastic difference. And I'm also pushing for, so for example, I have a new smart electric hybrid at home, or it's not hybrid, it's electric. I've sold several of my cars. Some of them I don't really want to sell because I still love them and I've worked hard for them. And I don't drive them a lot, if I'm really honest. And also all the cars that I have, so Mercedes, I'm very fortunate to get quite a few cars around the world. So I have three Mercedes in the States, for example, send them back and get EQCs. I have a Maybach in London, for example. I'm looking now to switch that. I think they're bringing a hybrid out at the end of next year for the Maybachs, because I love the Maybach. However, right now that doesn't really suit what I'm fighting for. So I need to change that also for either an EQC or one of the hybrids they have. So I'm constantly making changes, but it's not a quick fix. It's not something you do over a short period of time. It's something, but I feel positive that I'm making those changes, and I'm encouraging people around me also who my friends are seeing me doing those and also being more conscious and looking to do those kind of things. I work with a team who are also really pushing to be carbon neutral, also changing things in their canteen because there's a lot of plastics, which you'll see here, for example. We have mostly just water, which are biodegradable bottles. I'm working with Mercedes on the future plan with them, for example. Car manufacturers have all leather interiors. There's no reason why we can't have faux leather, faux suede. So I'm pushing to be a part of that change with Mercedes-Benz. And what's the last one? There's one more. Oh, yes. And obviously I work with Tommy Hilfiger. Nearly 70% of all the clothes that I've done are sustainable and either recycled fabrics or faux leather, faux suede. And the goal is to have that 100%. And I'm looking at some point that will be 100% sustainable, hopefully in the next year or two. And that's also encourage Tommy Hilfiger, who work in quite a damaging business or industry, to also look into that and push that direction. So I don't know what much more I can do at the moment. I still love racing and I want to continue with that. If you look at our sport, it's shifted from, we use a third less fuel now. There is more, I think, that Formula One can do. And I think they are putting that into, they are putting the plans together. But I think you have to push all the industries. You have to push Formula One to do more. And I think they've given us a proposal later on, I think today, of the plans that they have in place. And we'll do whatever we can to support that.
Thank you, Lewis. Right, more questions.
Hi, my name is Jacques Lopez from Motorlat. My question is for Seb. Seb, Ferrari has not won here the Mexican Grand Prix since 1990. So this is the biggest chance since the F1 comeback in 2015 to win the Mexican Grand Prix finally?
I don't know. I think we can answer on Sunday. If yes, then hopefully we make it happen. If no, then we obviously come back again next year. So, I can't predict what's going to happen. I feel confident. I think we have a strong package. There's parts of the track that should be in our favor. Other parts where it might be a bit more difficult, but we see how it works out. The weather could be a bit of a difficult role this weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Sebastian. Next one.
Arturo Escalona from Mesto Sports Newspaper. For all drivers, I would like to know your opinion about 3 years more of Mexico Grand Prix.
Checo, let's start with you.
Well, those were great news, I think, for our country, for Formula One. I think Formula One is looking to have more races like Mexico, you know. We don't have that many that we go there, and the fans are cheering, not just for me, for everyone out there. And it's just something extremely, extremely good to have. And you see places like Monza, England, those unique places that are, for us, very special. So for me especially, it was extremely good to hear that the Mexican Grand Prix is for another 3 years. Especially, it has grown so much in the past. The Formula One now these days is very big in Mexico, so I hope it carries on for not more, not just 3 years, more than that.
Louis?
I didn't even ask, what was the question?
Just your thoughts on the extension of 3 more years of the Mexican Grand Prix.
Oh, great. I love coming to Mexico, so that's good for me. I think Mexico City is in Mexico in general, has such a beautiful culture. The people have always been so warm and welcoming. I've got friends from when I lived in Switzerland, who are still my dear friends today. So and also I spent a lot of time in like Colorado, for example. A lot of the Mexicans are out there skiing with us. But this Grand Prix, it's very, very unique. Obviously, with the high altitude that we have here, it always puts a huge demand on the drivers, but also the cars. And I think the fans turn out I didn't think when we came here for the first time that we'd have such a big turnout consistently each year. I think it's getting bigger each time we come. And the atmosphere is really created by the people that come here, the people that come and support it. So I see no reason for this Grand Prix to ever stop. The only thing I hope is that we can try to make sure that when we do come to these Grand Prix and we leave a positive impact on the city in some way, shape or form, whether it's working with certain foundations or, you know, because I know there's a lot of people in need within the city and within the country. So I think there's more we can do.
Sebastian.
Yeah, well, I think it's great to, you know, continue going to a Grand Prix where there is passion for racing. I think since we come back, I don't know how it was when Ferrari last won in 1990, how it was before, but certainly since we've been coming back since 2015, it's been very positive. Lots of people, full grandstands, and it's not the case everywhere we go, so we should be very happy about the fact that we are allowed to come back.
Thank you. Antonio, Alex, quite early on in your Mexican Grand Prix careers, but anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, of course, you know, it will be my first time here, but I did two FP1, 17 and 18. The track is really nice to drive, and I always see a really good race here. Also, like others say, passion here is quite high, so yeah, really happy to continue to race here.
Yeah, first time here, so excited. I love the food already. It's spicy, which I like. Excited. I think coming to the stadium is supposed to be really special. So I'm excited to see that on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Any more? I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you, gentlemen. Good luck this weekend. And a full transcript of this press conference will be available shortly at fia.com.